And whatever it is, we're going to pay it with 10% penalties and interest, and it's going to add up. So we're talking about more money, you know, $100,000, $200,000 out the door for no reason at all. Now, there's a lot of shouting going on about, oh, everybody knew about this, and oh, it's Pacifica's fault, and name changes. So I just want to address some of that briefly. First of all, from 2013 to 2018, nobody knew about it, except the person who wasn't filing the taxes. And I want to be clear that, you know, you have a local station board. They're elected to represent the members. They have to know this stuff. They really, truly do, because they're put up there as oversight entities. And when you have a situation where the oversight entities are having information concealed from them, you get a mess. And you get money being spent that doesn't have to be being spent, and you get property that is owned by the community put into peril. So here's the issue. In 2018, as I think we all know, Pacifica had to take out a loan. And they had to take out that loan because of a horrible lease that was signed with the Empire State Building, big predatory New York real estate corporation that had all the power space in New York City after the World Trade Center fell down. And so they were like, okay, you want to broadcast radio to New York City? You're going to pay us big bucks. And Pacifica signed a 15-year contract at what were predatory, extortionate rates. And it was an elephant. It was an escalator clause. It went up and up and up. It started off incredibly expensive, and then it went to crazy. But Wall Street has a whole bunch of lawyers, and when you get in debt to Wall Street, you pay one way or the other. So a loan was taken out to cover that. They had a 33% mortgage on this building and a building in Los Angeles and a building in Texas, all of which were owned by Pacifica. Yeah. So from 2013 to 2018, nobody knew. In 2018, we have to take out the loans, you have to run a title search, right, on all the property. So that's where it came out. It didn't come out until 6 years of default on property taxes. So at that point, sure, everybody said, "Take care of it," right? And I will tell you that I spoke to the LSB treasurer, Sharon. And I did so about a month or two after it came out, and I said, "So, are you taking care of it?" And the answer was, yes, yes, it will all be taken care of within a couple of weeks. So people are saying, they knew. Well, sure they knew, but they got told that it was all taken care of. And, okay, I could have gone down to the property tax office in 2018 and checked. And then I could have told you that that was a lie. What I didn't do, and I apologize for that right now, right here. But there's got to be another system. There's got to be another system where truthful information is getting to the people who are responsible for oversight. It can't be, don't look, nothing to see here, oops, the building is being auctioned. So briefly, name changes. Yes, the name changed in minor ways. It was Pacifica Foundation. Then it was Pacifica Foundation Radio. Then it was Pacifica Foundation, Inc. Why does the assessor care? The only reason that the property tax office cares is their job is to make sure that the nonprofit that is applying for the tax exemption is the same nonprofit as the one that filed for a certificate in Sacramento. In other words, all they care about is the Pacifica Foundation that's applying this year, the same Pacifica Foundation as the one that applied to Sacramento. That's their whole concern. They really don't care what your name is. And to be real, Pacifica Foundation has filed 990 tax returns to the goddamn IRS this entire time that stay on their Pacifica Foundation. So the we couldn't file, well, we certainly could file tax returns because we did that, so we could file property tax return. And I told the assessor, if you're going to try to be fair, he was sort of like, well, why didn't you guys file? And I said, well, that's my understanding. What I've heard is that we didn't file because our name changed. And he said, when did your name change? I said, the last time was 5 years ago, in 2015. He said, it's 2020. I said, true. And then he said, okay, what did it change to? I said, Pacifica Foundation, Inc. And he looked at the form, and he said, but your name is Pacifica Foundation. And then there was a long pause. And I said, true. And then he said, please file all the tax returns right now, all of them, the back ones. In other words, this excuse is in the head. It was never in the mind of the property tax. All right. So, I'm going to add one more thing, and then I'm going to leave it to other people. And I don't want to speculate. I want to get here. And it's unfortunate that all this noise is having to be made in order for it to get fixed. Because it could have been fixed a very long time ago, and the time to yell was 1 year after the property tax wasn't filed. Exactly. And I want to be clear, when I was on the board and when I was on the treasurer, it also wasn't filed back in 2011. When snow name changed stuff. And I yelled, and I made noise, and I did what Sharon Adams did not do, and it was fine, retroactively. I'm not on the board anymore, nobody's yelling, nobody's making any noise, they're making excuses. And it is putting this building and this property in peril. Okay, so last thing, I'm just going to share this with you guys, and I'm going to say this is just a report to me. I don't know if it's true or not, I'm going to listen to the audio tonight. But some of you may also want to listen to Pacifica's National Finance Committee report that is on audio last night, because I'm being told that what it says is that the fourth quarter financials, and to be clear, Pacifica's fourth quarter is October to December of 2019, that essentially we don't have financial reports because KPFA hasn't entered any income or revenue into their ledger. It's February. That's from October to December of 2020. And if that is true, and it appears to be based on the transcript of the meeting that someone gave to me, then we really have a very serious breakdown going on. We have a situation where we don't know what's going on with the finances of this organization, even though we pay for it. We have essentially the hiding of, you know, central information and the inability to oversee whether things are happening the way that they should be. That's really major. And I think that the lesson that we need to take from this property tax mess and debacle, however many hundreds of thousands of dollars it ends up costing, is that oversight is crucial.
Thank you, Tracy. And again, we're here at KPFA today to get some answers as to why the property taxes haven't been paid. Also, we're here to oppose a bylaw change which would corporatize Pacifica. In fact, one of the people that this group of people want to put in as a Pacifica director, his name is Bob King. Bob King. And he was the former president of the United Automobile Workers Union. And he hasn't been active at all with Pacifica. He's not been active in media. But one of the things he was active in was at the UAW when he was president. And he was president during a time of massive corruption of the UAW. Now, virtually the entire leadership of the UAW now is either under indictment or in prison. And Bob King was asked about this, and you know what he said? He said, well, I told these people, maybe you should be careful about what you're doing, but we have to keep unity at the UAW. We have to keep unity. I think that that is not the kind of person we want to be on the Pacifica Board of Directors. Somebody would say we have to keep unity by covering up corruption, criminal corruption of the UAW leadership, which is what's going on. So this is a part of the problem, and I think that we have to address it because we want to thank KPFA. They're having a fun ride today, and the listeners and the supporters of KPFA have to ask what the hell is going on.